Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 24th from Deuteronomy chapter 2. When you've seen what God can do, Moses continues his restatement of Israel's recent history by drawing attention to an experience shared by at least some of both adult generations there present. Sion and Og of the Amorite peoples had been totally wiped out by Israel. The last survivors of the Exodus generation, including Moses, and the current generation had seen it happen. To the former, God declared, "You thought this was too tough, huh?" God demonstrated to the latter, "This is only a beginning." Moses seemed unhappy to be lumped in with the group that got left behind. The fact that the Israelites were finally on the move like they should have been 40 years before must have been received with some bitterness and gall to Moses. God had denied Moses entry to the Promised Land for a different reason than the rest of those scattered in the desert. He had dishonored God in front of the people, a very bad move for a leader to make. But the bottom line was that he was not to see the fulfillment of the promise with his mortal eyes. At least God let Moses go up on a high hill to see the land that the people were about to take as their own, something nobody else of that generation was allowed to do. And yet, Moses still was God's friend like no one else on earth. He was able to die in hope of something even better than the Promised Land. Hebrews 11:39-40 tells the story. To the younger generation, the experience with the Amorite armies was just a training ground to show them that, quote, "This very day I will begin to put the terror and fear of you on all nations under heaven. They will hear reports of you and will tremble and be in anguish because of you." The fight was never between Israel's army and that of the Canaanites. It was between the Canaanites and their gods and God. So should we remember this principle in the spiritual battles that we face. The battle is the Lord's, 1 Samuel 17:47. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.